But I was wondering, because you mentioned earlier that, Canadians have to be responsible for telling their government or like trying to stop their government to keep on with this colonial agenda. And in terms of strategy, I was wondering two things. First, how do you think Canadians who are outraged about this all can plug in to the resistance movement, or like which government bodies, I guess, are the most important to address? And then second, for people who've heard this interview today and want to be part of the protest and meeting in Kelowna, how can they get involved in that?
Well, I think people have to realize that, the government, like I said before, has failed. Your constitution calls for protection and recognition of Aboriginal treaty rights, and your Supreme Court has said that in Delgamuukw and other legal cases with regard to Aboriginal and treaty rights, And when your government fails to live up to what the Constitution and the court says, then it falls on the shoulder of the ordinary Canadian to tell its government to fall in line with what your courts and what your constitution says, So there is a real direct obligation. That's what, if people talk about democracy, that's what democracy really is all about. It isn't necessarily about responsible governments, about Canadians, ordinary, everyday Canadians taking responsibility. So they have to organize to get, best as Canadians how to influence your member of parliament. You guys are the ones that elect or don't elect members of parliament, and people have to say to the parliamentarian, get with it. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. Change always is, but we're sick and tired of Indian people being impoverished the way they have been. Let's start that out by recognizing their rights, and you need to get that message across, whether you need to rally and picket in front of a member of parliament's office, to get that message across. You need to get thousands of people out there demonstrating in front of their offices to get the message out. Mobilization, I think, is probably the best way of communicating, to the Canadian parliamentarians and the Canadian public, to generate the interest, generate the discussion. I think that's the direction.
So a big decolonization movement.
Right.
I think that would be a wonderful thing to see in Canada.
I think so. The Australians did it. They weren't very successful at the end of that thing, but they did get millions of people out, and I think we need to get millions of Canadians out. And I think it would be a real reassertion of Canadian democracy. It would be a real reassertion of protecting the ecological biodiversity. It would also be a real serious movement to set a new standard for the treatment of Indigenous people, to have Indigenous people and settlers sort of learn to live together fairly and justly.
For people who want to get involved in the demo, is there a way?
I think there's some
meeting?
People organizing some support demos. You have to check the internet. Sure, I got my cell number on there. It's 250-319-0688.
Okay, if they want to hop on the bus and get going.
Hop on the bus, they can phone me and they can figure out how they can do that wherever they are.